The federal proposal would pay for dredging of only 11 of the Great Lakes' 83 harbors. James Weekly is the vice president of the Great Lakes Maritime Task Force. He says that's not enough to keep sediment from filling ports, so they've declared a state of emergency.
What do you call it when a crisis just gets worse? It's kind of a call to arms throughout the Great Lakes region and saying, if we're not maintaining our infrastructure for moving raw materials, how can American manufacturers compete?
The emergency declaration doesn't have any effect on ports or shipping, but Weekly says they need to get the attention of Congress in hopes of getting more funding.
We've literally got ships running aground in the channel. You have to have navigation channels periodically dredged out or commerce comes to a stop.
While Green Bay and Duluth Superior Ports will get money for dredging in 2012, Milwaukee will not. Milwaukee Port Engineer Larry Sullivan says they'll be dredged later this year. Even so, Sullivan says the whole system needs to be deep enough or it won't work.
So they drop some off in Lake Erie or Cleveland or whatever, and some in Milwaukee or Chicago, and some they go up to Superior to get grain or whatever. So the whole system has to work together or these vessels won't make the calls.
Weekly says proposed funding is about $80 million for 2012, and they need at least $100 million so they don't lose ground to sediment. He predicts ports in Waukegan, Illinois, and St. Joseph, Michigan could close in 2012 if they aren't dredged. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.